This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here is today's seemingly random government economic statistic from which we can actually get a decent amount of big picture insight. According to the Census Bureau, the number of people working from home in this economy has more than doubled since 2005. And to be clear, that's for people who are not self-employed. Some companies are taking that trend to the limit, doing away altogether with actual physical workspaces. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino looked into the pluses and minuses.
Every week, Emily Bruninger gets paired up with a random colleague for a kind of office video chat roulette. This time, it's her teammate, Carlin Sack.
Yeah, where are you now? Are you back in Seattle or?
Not yet. Coming up, though, I'll be back in Seattle.
Even though it's mandated by her company, it's not a business meeting.
It's just 30 minutes to just talk about anything. So where do you live? Where are you from? What's your family like?
It's the kind of casual chit-chat you would normally hear around the office water cooler. But Bruninger and her colleague don't share a water cooler or an office because they work for Zapier, an app developer with about 200 employees, all of whom work remotely. CEO Wade Foster says despite the physical separation, it all comes together.
We have sort of shared set of goals and initiatives, and everyone sort of contributes their piece of the pie, and it all sort of works out.
The company has been all remote since Foster co-founded it 8 years ago, for good reason. No overhead costs, the ability to recruit from anywhere, satisfied employees, and therefore better retention. Arrangements like Zapier's are becoming more common. The Census Bureau says about 8 million Americans now primarily work from home, and more than half of them work for companies, not themselves.
When I started, remote work was very much viewed as fringe. It's evolved dramatically.
Sarah Suttenfell is the founder of FlexJobs, a search site for remote and flexible work. She said listings on the site have been springing up beyond the tech industry.
We have seen a growth in the depth and breadth of job types, the categories, the roles.
There are virtual law firms, virtual medical services.
We've seen virtual golf instructor jobs.
Xerox, American Express, Dell, and about two dozen other Fortune 500 companies have made entire divisions remote. But it's not as simple as just giving employees a laptop and sending them home, says Judith Olson, a professor of computer science at UC Irvine, because moving people out of the office can make simple collaborative tasks way less efficient.
When you move to being distributed, then you're basically blind and you're invisible.
That means you have to go to greater lengths to communicate, and that can breed distrust, even in instances that would seem totally benign with someone you see every day.
If you're distant and you do something weird, like you don't respond to my email, what's called attribution error. I'm going to think that you are being bad.
That's why it's so important for companies to foster relationships among remote workers, says April Rinn, a business advisor on the future of work. The best remote companies, she says, find creative ways to simulate the benefits of office culture with things like Zapier's chat roulette or video conference birthday parties and trivia nights.
I guess I could call it engineered serendipity. That's a sort of oxymoron.
Still, solo workers can feel isolated.
What you find a lot that people need, it's not that they have to be connected to their colleagues, but they want to be connected to humans, to professionals, to a community.
Emily Bruninger at Zapier certainly does. In the beginning, she was pretty worried about the whole remote thing.
I'm a big extrovert. I was kind of nervous about feeling disconnected from my coworkers.
But she's finding a way to make it work. She spends much of her time in co-working spaces, but not in the United States. For the last 6 months, she's been traveling full-time with friends, hiking and surfing her way through Central America between meetings and emails.
And then I took my lunch break at the pool.
Not a bad replacement for the office water cooler. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.